The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect that of the staff and management of Good Karma Brands, but are the sole responsibility of the host and guests of this particular show.
America may have many, many days, but they will be full of trouble. There will be no rest. There will be no tranquility in this country. Until a nation comes to terms with our problems.
Bringing you social and political commentary from his mouth to your ears. Breaking down the issues which matter to you.
You are not put here to be a white man's footstool. You are put here to represent the very best in God's word.
Legendary civil rights icon, the Reverend Jesse Jackson in the studio. Reverend Jackson, how are you?
Mr. Reverend, good morning on this chilly Milwaukee morning.
And I am pleased to have one of the founding members of the Black Panther Party, Chairman Bobby Seale. Mr. Chairman, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
To Mr. Eric Holder. Mr. Holder, so good to see you. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, man. How you been? It's been a long time. Haven't seen you for a while.
The Dr. Cornell West. Dr. West, how are you, sir?
My dear brother, you're so kind, you're so generous, so man, but I salute you and the work that you were doing there. Doing a magnificent job there in Wisconsin.
Stream live on 1017thetruth.com. Call in with your questions or comments. 833-212-1017. Join us on social media at 1017thetruth. It may not be what you expect to hear, but I will definitely give you what you need to know. Are you ready for the truth?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Sherwin Hughes.
Good morning! Welcome to the program. Today is Wednesday, August 28th, 2024. 69 days until November 5th for all you freaks. Thank you guys very much for tuning in to our first episode, I guess we'll call it, of The Truth on Politics last night from 6 until 8 p.m. A lot of you guys watched it. Oh, look at that. The crowd. So, but here's the disappointing part. And I was very disappointed. Tory wasn't there. Tory was unable to make it. Because Tory had to help somebody in the community that needed his help. He helps people in the community, if you don't know that about Tory Lowe. So he was helping. And I'm not going to question the timing of the person that needed help coinciding with our first episode of The Truth on Politics. But we had a seat for Tory. I was looking forward to it. I also come to find out that Dr. Ken, when he is outnumbered, is a little bit subdued. I think he did yell at one lady, though, that called in. He yelled at one person, but if it was just Dr. Ken or maybe just Dr. Ken and myself, he would have yelled at a lot more people that called in. So Dr. Ken was a little more subdued. He was in what we call the catbird seat. So here in the studio, we have one, two, three, four guest mics, and then where us hosts sit, where I'm sitting. We call this the catbird seat. If you're in the catbird seat, you basically, whether you want to or not, you are either hosting or moderating whatever discussion is happening if there are people in the guest seat. So Dr. Ken was basically a good moderator slash host. So it's myself, Telly Hughes, Bailey Coleman, and of course, Dr. Ken talked about a variety of subjects. Of course, we talked about Kamala Harris, a little bit about Donald Trump, talked about some local things, talked about the alderpersons and budget deficits at the county. It was a very thoughtful discussion, but man, I really wanted Tory to be there, not because there would have been any kind of an ambush, at least not for me. I just want to hear some of his sentiments politically, because I think that was one of the reasons why we did and will continue to do Truth on Politics evening broadcast, so we can get a sense from each other why we feel the way we feel about the different political issues and, of course, the looming presidential contest. We also talked about the U.S. Senate race as well, and each of us gave our predictions for what we believe will happen on the November 5th. A variety of answers were given. Ultimately, I think we all settled on Kamala Harris being victorious. Dr. Ken, however, did not comment on who he thought would win the November 5th presidential election. But Dr. Ken knows. I know he knows. But no, all in all, it was good. I'm coming to find something out. And it was very evident last night because there were a lot of folks that were either texting in or chiming in on the YouTubes because they had a lot of questions and comments for Tory. I don't think that being a black Trump supporter is easy. And I don't think that there are any safe spaces for African-American Trump supporters. And let me be objective for a moment. Can I be objective, please? Y'all always trying to say that Sherwin is biased. I'm not. I can be objective and just look at things for how they are. Look, I get it. People have different political views and they want different things from their elected officials. I totally understand that. And I think that that's productive. We all shouldn't want the exact same things from any elected official because we need people with different perspectives, different viewpoints that can challenge elected officials in different ways on different issues. Campaigns need to be reflective of a myriad of issues. So those of us that have diverging or differential political views, I think that that's very healthy for the democracy. But if you're a black Trump person, I don't know where you're safe. Do they meet secretly? Black Trumpers, because I know you're out there, because a bunch of y'all texted in last night because you probably thought the Tory was going to be there and provide you some cover. Where do you guys meet? You guys have lunches? Could I ever be invited to a black Trump meeting? I promise I won't, because I'll be outnumbered. I just want to hear what y'all talk about. I'm being very serious. So if there's a secret meeting of Negro black Trumpers somewhere, I would like to go. I might buy lunch, maybe. Depends, because I don't think there's very many of them, so lunch wouldn't be expensive. But I would like to go. I just want to hear what you guys discuss. Whenever we talk about the black lady woman who's running for president, who's doing very well, some polls have her leading. She's raised a bunch of money. She has a lot of people wanting to volunteer for her campaign. So certainly after Labor Day, if you live in certain zip codes and certain census tracts and certain voting wards in the city of Milwaukee, is going to be a lot of people knocking on your door asking you to support Kamala Harris, probably dropping off literature. So just get used to that. But whenever we bring her up, even people that support her, what is she going to do for us? What is she going to do for black people? What are her policies? What is her agenda? Totally legitimate. And I had to answer some of those questions last night because there are folks that don't know. And if I can be a resource for people so they have more information so they can make a much more educated decision 69 days from today, well, then consider me your valuable resource. But what is not fair, because we've got to be fair here, okay? You may not like one candidate. You may not like the other candidate. You don't like the political parties. But let's be fair. People, black people in particular, always asking, what has Kamala Harris done for us? What is she going to do for us? We can have that discussion if you so choose. But we don't ask that same question to Donald Trump. In fact, this is what I don't like. Let me get to the nitty gritty heart of the matter about what I don't like about us as black people and how we view Donald Trump. We have such a low standard for him. It's so low. Kamala Harris has to raise your kids, improve your credit score, give you a house, wax your car, pick up garbage in your neighborhood, change the weather, lower gas prices, lower inflation, lower the cost of a pack of bologna and a pack of hot dogs at the grocery store. She has to do all of that. And somebody asked me last night, like, oh, how come Kamala Harris didn't get rid of racism when she was in office as vice president? Like, seriously. We hold the Democrats, especially if you're a black Democrat, you got to fix everything. Some of the stuff can be fixed. Most of it can't. But I know there's a lot of burden put on her. And maybe she accepts that burden because she's a superwoman and she can do a bunch of stuff. She's helping to raise Doug Imhoff's kids or whatever. She's a very strong woman or whatever. She's a sorority lady, too. Oh, if she gets elected, the damn AKAs are never going to shut up. However, I digress. So if I ask you, you secret black Trumpers, who you're a part of our community. In fact, Winky Blue called yesterday, called in. I tried to stay silent while he called. I was gritting my teeth. I tried. I couldn't do it. And he and I ended up arguing. That's fine. what, these are legitimate questions now, because you're going to ask, well, what is Kamala Harris as vice president and as attorney general of California and U.S. Senator? What has she done for black people? And that's for her to answer. But if you ask that same thing of Donald Trump doesn't have to do anything for black people, and he still will get the support he has. I've seen polls that say Donald Trump has as much as 16% support from African Americans. 10% of black women are supporting Donald Trump? Huh? Do black women Trump supporters have a secret lunch that you guys go to? Do you guys hang out? Where do you guys do happy hour? Can I come? I'll buy a drink. There's even less of them, so the drinks are on me. If there's a group of black women Trump supporters, can I come hang out? I won't stay long, and everything will be off the record. I won't even repeat, which I shouldn't tell that damn lie. I would repeat it, actually, because I just want to know what you guys talk about. What has Donald Trump done for discrimination in the workplace? What has Donald Trump done for high levels of crime in the black neighborhoods? What has Donald Trump done to invest in underfunded black schools? What has Donald Trump done to increase the number of African-American men and women that are returning from prison, the need to find meaningful employment? What has he done on any of those fronts? How has he addressed the incarceration system? And not just him pardoning Lil Wayne. You know, you understand that Donald Trump can just pardon Lil Wayne and a couple of other ragtag Negroes with tattoos on their face, and y'all think that he is our man. He's done something for black people. Kamala Harris could pardon all black felons and then pardon black people that haven't even committed a felony yet, and y'all would say she has not done enough. Why is the standard so low for Trump that he doesn't even have to speak to us? He doesn't have to come to our community. He doesn't have to have any town halls. You know what Trump could do? Trump can just send Eric Hovde and his mustache to come and talk on black radio, and that's all y'all need? Why is that? Just be fair. If you're going to ask and want answers of what Kamala Harris and or Joe Biden, I'm not even sure where Joe Biden fits into all this. Poor Joe. Joe, he's somewhere. He's asleep. At least he can get rest now. I don't know. I guess I'm going to lay down. We save Medicare. She'll call me if she needs me. Mr. Biden? Mr. Biden, we save Medicare. God bless you, Joe. Thank you for getting out of the way, sir, because Kamala Harris raised $500 million in a month. Would not have happened had Joe Biden stayed in the race. Had Joe Biden stayed in the race, we would all be sad on this side of the aisle because we know that the writing would be on the wall. How come we're not holding Trump to the same standard? Because it's the same black people that will always complain about how bad things are for our community. And I can commiserate with you. Things aren't great. There's parts of the city of Milwaukee, certain parts of the north side, where I drive around and I get depressed. It's depressing, especially if I'm gallivanting around the downtown and I see the buildings and condos. There's a river. There's a lake. I see white people on boats. Please, y'all, for the love of Jesus, get you a friend that has a boat. Kyle Wallace here, actually. What's Kyle? He's the content man, content director, content boss, content president here at The True. He has a boat. Get you a friend with a boat. Get out there on the water and do boat stuff. Make sure you wear a life jacket if you can't swim, but get out there on the boat. So I'll be over by the lake and I'll see the whites on the boats. And there's restaurants and there's bars. You ever notice it's just random concerts in Milwaukee now? Wherever there's like a patch of grass somewhere, whenever there's some green space, it's like several white people. It's a white lady and a banjo. Somebody has an accordion and they're just playing music. It's pleasant. You got all sorts of stuff going on in the downtown area. And then when you're leaving your downtown festivities, looking at all the white people on their boats, they wave at you. I think they're more friendly when they're on the water. You ever wave at somebody that's on a boat? Seriously, find you some white people. Go by the lake. Go to the marina. Look out on the water on a nice day. Wave at a white person. I guarantee you they're going to wave back. They're going to blow you kisses. I think they're more friendly because they know that we can't get to them because they're on the water. Like, oh, look at the Negroes on the shore. They can't swim. Let's be friendly to them because they can't get to They can't reach us. But then when you go home or you go back, drive north to, you know, north side neighborhoods, it's just, it's sad. The buildings are run down and boarded up. Sometimes there'll be like a fire and they just leave. The fire department will put out a fire of a house that burns down on north side and they'll just leave it burnt out forever. It's so sad. Why aren't we holding Trump to a standard to fix all that stuff? What has Donald Trump done to increase access to health care for African-American people that have a lot of health ailments? He wants to take away the Affordable Care Act. Like, why is that okay? And what do we believe we are going to get from a man that has zero agenda for us? None. None. Reporters won't even ask him. Have you ever heard a reporter? And maybe I've missed something. And I pay attention to a lot of media. Have you ever heard a reporter ask, hey, Mr. whatever they call him, Trump, Donald, Mr. President, whatever, what is your agenda for Black America? He's never even asked the question. That's the first thing they're going to ask Kamala. All right, I'm going to take a break and come back. I want to ask you guys a question, but I'm nervous as to how you're going to respond. But I want to answer. I want us to be able to discuss it without you guys getting mad at me. Don't get mad at me. I'm here as the messenger. Because it's like a fundamental question. And I want to know why there are so many single mothers. So let me clarify and just clear it up a little bit. Not single because, like, you got married, had a baby or babies, and then your husband is dead. Different. Why are there so many, in particular, Black women single mothers? Do not come from me. Do not get mad at me. I just want an answer to the question because I did a little comparison and some contrasting. There's a lot more Black single mothers than there are other races. Okay, we can agree on that. There's more Black single mothers than there are white single mothers. Like, overall, more white children in America are being raised by single parents, but the percentages of Black women that are unmarried, never married, and have children, sometimes a whole bunch of children. Like, why is that? I really don't know. Is it men's fault? Is it if a woman gets pregnant, like the normal way, not the Mary and Joseph way, not that way, the normal way from, you know, doing what people do to get pregnant or whatever. Do the men just leave? Like, right when he finds out, and maybe the lady's very happy. Oh, Jonathan, we're pregnant. And then Jonathan's like, oh, we are. And then John says, I'm going to the gas station. I'll be right back. And then does Jonathan never come back? So why is it? Why do we have more single mothers? And I'm not blaming anybody. I just want to know why. Or maybe when the women have the baby, like, I don't want the man anymore. He's eating up all the fruit snacks and we need the fruit snacks for the baby, or he's drinking up all the Capri Suns. Let me be clear. Sometimes I love going to the home of a single mother because the snacks, it's so snackerific. I'll eat all your kids' food and I'll leave. All right, I'm going to take a break, come back, and I really want an answer to the question. Or can we at least have a discussion about it? Like, why we have such a high proportion of single mothers. And again, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm curious as to why we are so inflicted by that so much more than other groups and other races. Cause it's like a fundamental thing. You know what I mean? So we're going to talk about that on the other side. Why are there so many Black African-American women that are raising the babies without the man? The truth for sure. When he goes, I'll be right back.
More of The Truth with Sherwin Hughes is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It's The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
That's because it's 69 days to the election. I already got yelled at this morning because of my shirt. Like, it wasn't, somebody got mad. Don't get mad at me because I'm expressive. First of all, I want to support single mothers. I haven't checked I don't think anybody said anything about it. I haven't checked the YouTube comments. And nobody said anything about it on the in a text line. Well, text people that text 833-212-1017, I don't think they watch on the YouTube. I gave Savannah a donut this morning. You eat it, Savannah. It's from Dunkin'. It's glazed. I want to see you eat it. You don't want to eat a donut? It's good. I also got a, this is a strawberry dragon refresher lemonade with green tea in it. It's delicious. I want to ask you single mothers what happened. I'm not blaming you. I'd imagine in some cases, men just left. They're like, I don't want to do this anymore. Okay, fair enough. So that happens, and you have a baby, and you love your baby a lot. It's a great baby. It's a nice baby. It doesn't cry a lot, and it's the easy baby, and you're by yourself. So then what happens the next time? Again, I'm not blaming you or saying you're a bad person, but it's really super prevalent in our community, and it's tough to raise a child with two people. Hell, it's tough to raise a child with a village. But really tough if you're by yourself, because you gotta make money, you gotta work, right? You might want to have a life. I think you should have a life if you're a single mother. How do you go out? The number of times I have met women, and I'm used to it now. So you meet a lady, and you may not get into family details. So if you meet somebody in the real world, you may not get into how many kids you got, you've been married. Sometimes it's just like a cordial conversation. Hey, how you doing? Oh, you know, would you like to go out sometime? I'm sure it would be nice to meet you. Oh yeah, let's go get lunch or let's go grab a bite. Okay, I'll text you. What's your number? And you text them. And then you have a conversation or two, hopefully, before you go out, establish some common ground and or some chemistry. And then you agree to a date. And maybe during that conversation, oh, I've got a daughter and a son and they're 5 and 3 or 11 and 30 or whatever their kids' ages are. And so what'll happen is they'll agree to the date, and then this happens. Well, you know, I got to get a sitter. I'm like, huh, all right. I suppose you do. That is a part of your life. You want to go out, we're going to go out. You need somebody to watch your children if she has young children. This is why it's very difficult to date women to have young children. Because also, I feel bad that she's taking time away from her kids to hang out with me, even though I shouldn't feel bad, because a lot of women want to get the hell away from their kids, or they want to have like an adult conversation with an adult instead of with like a 4-year-old. But the woman will say, and this has happened a lot, well, I got to get a sitter. And she hasn't, we might have been talking all week. I may have met her on a Sunday. We talked all week. We text, we talk on the phone. And then we're going out on Friday after we're going to happy hour. So, oh, I got to get a sitter. I'm thinking that she's just bringing this up, just sharing what she has to do, is just general information. Can you pay for my sitter? Because she never mentioned it during the week. Like, hey, if we go out, can you help me pay for my sitter? Because, you know, I'm taking time out of my day. I'm taking time to hang out with you. I need someone to watch my kids, and babysitters aren't free or cheap or whatever. Then I guess it's a little bit different. But like, we might establish we're hanging out at 6 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, she's like, yeah, can you cash at me for my sitter? That's foul. Because now here's the thing. If you say no, first of all, if you say no, the date is off. Now you're not going out, but it also makes you look cheap. They'll say you're disrespectful. First of all, that's not fair to spring that on me. And the reason why they spring, and that's a manipulation. Fellas, some of y'all can relate to this. If you have met a lady with children, and she might have a bunch of them, at some point, your kids need to start watching your kids. If you got a 15-year-old, a 1-year-old, a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 4-year-old, the 15-year-old is the babysitter. Hell, I've seen some parents have to get a babysitter for their 15-year-olds. But if she doesn't tell you that you're responsible for paying for her babysitter, and she springs it on you at the last minute, meaning it's now contingent, like, give me money or the date is off or I can't go. What if she hangs out with, like, her mother and her sisters. And she does like stuff with the girls. Who pays for her sitter then? I'm ranting unnecessarily, but I'm sure that you guys can, some of you can relate. All right, I got a story here. And these statistics are, because we're familiar with it, but when you compare black single motherhood to other races, is there a reason for it? Is it black men's fault? Because if it's our fault, then fair enough. We'll shoulder the blame and say, hey, it's entirely our fault in every single case. But at some point, what if you have four kids by four different men? At some point, like maybe after kid number two, you're like, let me maybe chart a different course. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to put all the burden of birth control on the woman because... Can I just say this? Y'all do have a lot more options than us. Our options are as a man, and a vasectomy is not, I mean, it exists, but that's not something. If we could take a man control pill, if men could take a birth control, we would take it. We would. If you don't think so? I think that men would take a birth control pill. If they prescribed, they've tried to develop one. I really think, because I read something somewhere, that they're trying to develop a male birth control pill. Because right now, a lot of the burden, I don't want to call it burden. Having a child you're not ready for is the burden. Women can, there's many things they can take. There's a shot. They used to do Norplant. I don't know if they still do that. There's the patch. That you put a patch on your hip, and it makes your body think you're pregnant so you don't get pregnanter again. What are those? There's IUD. That's a very popular one. There's options. You know, there's ortho tricyclic. There's the oral contraceptive. There's Plan B for the oopsies. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot more options for women. Men don't have as many. You cannot do it. Which, come on, don't be ridiculous. I'm not going to suggest the pull out method because you might as well leave it in. Or a condom, which surprisingly, 9 out of 10 women, I have a latex allergy. Shut up. No, you don't. Be quiet. You know what? So what happens after like the third or fourth child, especially if there's multiple fathers? At what point is she a bad decision maker, or can we never hold her to any kind of responsibility? Is it always somebody else's fault? At what point do people say, yeah, she's making really, really bad choices? And a lot of times the men are just, they're very bad people. U.S. poverty rates for families of unmarried mothers of color. Native Americans, 43%. African Americans, 35%. Countries with the highest percentage of single parent households. United States, 23%. United Kingdom, 21%. Russia, 18%. Denmark, 17%. Since the 1960s, there's been an increase in the share of American households led by single parents. The rise in single parenthood can be attributed to many factors, including changing perceptions about marriage and divorce. The attitude of society towards single parenthood is also a factor. Single parent statistics show there's a growing acceptance of single parents not seen in previous decades. So not the situation where there's some women, like my high school girlfriend, who I was with from, good Lord, when I was 17 to 25. She went her way in life. I went my way in life. She had different. When we finished college, she wanted to do something different with her life. I wanted to do something different, whatever. And plus, we should have ended a long time ago. I think we were just in it because we had been in it for so long. And everybody expected us to be together. But she had a baby with a dude that we went to high school with. And just like, she just wanted a baby. She didn't want to marry him. I don't even think they dated. They just had a baby. I got to take a break. Come back. It looks like we're going to talk to Bob, who's the last person that we need to hear from on this subject. Even though Bob is a single dad. Did you guys know that? That Bob raised his kids by himself? Bob ran his woman away, his baby. Man, he just ran her away, and he raised the babies by himself. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back.
More of The Truth with Sherwin Hughes is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Persons of Hispanic ethnicity can be of any race. However, most are white. Race proportions include persons of Hispanic ethnicity. Nearly half at 49.7% of all black children live with one parent in 2023, compared to about one in five or 20.2% of white children. Why is that? Seriously, it's an honest question. How come? And LT had texted in. He's like, oh, yeah, there's, I'm going to read it verbatim. But he said, oh, there's white people, white women that are single mothers. Absolutely. Tons. In fact, the majority of children in America right now that are being raised by one parent are white. Just because there's so many more white people and there's so many more white women. But our percentages of black children that are being raised by single parents is high. And it's not always a bad thing. I had both my parents, and I'm terribly screwed up. I didn't listen. I talked back. I mean, I got something out of it, I'm sure. They had two incomes. My birthdays and Christmas were dope, especially because most of my childhood, I was an only child. My brother didn't come along until I was 14. My mother told me that she was pregnant when I was in eighth grade, and I didn't even believe her. I was like, get out of here. No way. That's not even possible. So, I mean, I guess I had a good childhood. It was well-rounded. I grew up in a great neighborhood. It was fantastic. Can't complain about it. But if it was just my mother, if it was just my mother raising myself and my brother, oh, we would have overran her. Totally. And my father provided some structure and some backbone. Because when boys get to a certain age, your mother's words don't really, they kind of go in one ear and out the other. But why are our proportions so high? And please don't give me the, well, you know, back in the 1960s and the 1950s when they started the welfare system, they didn't want the man in the house, and the welfare person would come and look for shoes. And if they saw a man's shoes, then the woman wouldn't get the welfare. All right. But what about in 2023 when a woman has seven children and eight baby daddies? That's not mathematically possible, but you never know. Let's talk to, hello, Bob. How are you doing?
Hello, Sherwin. You know, you bring up such good topics. It's hard not to call. It's just hard. But I can manage it because, you know, because I don't want to worry you too much. You know, now we're looking at a couple that are just a normal couple and why they're staying together instead of the ones that are by themselves. And you will see my reason why they are not staying together. When a man provides, a woman, if a woman is frugal, like she actually, she's not buying all kind of different stuff. She's watching his money. He's tripped out. He come in the house and say, why haven't you got your hair done? And you're doing it yourself. Because I'm trying to save your money, our money, so, you know, because I can do it myself. When a woman is frugal like that, and she respects this man providing for her, it touches his heart. And he wants to stay with that man. But when she's buying this and buying that and getting her nails done, getting her hair done, just buying the kids all of this and you know, blowing his money, hey, you know, I mean, and she's working too. And Sherman, my last point is this one-armed bandit has spoken. I'll talk to you later, sir.
Okay, then. That cleared everything up. Okay. So he said, oh, my last point. He didn't make the first point. When a woman is frugal, what the hell is a frugal? Was she blowing his money? Fellas, you let a woman blow your money? I tell you this much. If someone's going to get blown, it ain't going to be my money. Let's talk to Millisand. You're on 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
I am fine this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Why are there so many black women that are single mothers, and sometimes they have multiple children by different men. Why is that?
Yeah. It's a complicated but a very easy thing to figure out.
Okay.
It is because females are having other females, and they're not teaching them the value of themselves. They put value on material things instead of on themselves. I've often asked the same question, but in another way. How is it that you grew up poor, you saw your mother struggling, and the first thing you want when you get of some age is a baby? It just doesn't make sense. There's a mental block that's missing. I call it stupidity. Other people say you can't call people stupid, but it's a little, I don't know how to explain that part. If I see wrong and then I turn around and do the same mistake that I saw that made my life as a child hard, and I don't get that. And multiple babies with multiple men, if no man stays, that means there's something wrong with you.
You can't say
if
that.
No man stays.
That's not nice to
that
say.
That is true.
That's
and I'm going to tell you the other one that's true, too, that when you do have multiple babies, do not expect the grandparents to take care of the parents, take care of the kids that's not there. Or when you say you can't bring your son no McDonald's unless you bring McDonald's for everybody. No, that's not how this works. And women need to understand that. You made a baby. You had a baby. Regardless of the man, that's your responsibility. Nobody pays for your babysitter but you. And if you don't have the money to pay for a babysitter, that means you probably shouldn't be going out. And another thing that I'm going to say, and people hate me for this, but if you're driving a car every day and you put your kids in that car every day and you don't have car insurance, you do not love your kids. Now, there's a feeling that you feel for your kids, but that's not love.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry.
No, don't apologize to me. I just know that I couldn't say none of the stuff to Millicent. All right, let me take a break and let's right to the ship. I'm also going to read some comments in the chat line. Why are you guys questioning the title of this show on YouTube? I gave Savannah a donut. I said good morning to her. I gave her a donut. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't know if she's eating it. Just a regular donut. Did you eat it, Savannah? You ain't gonna eat it. If you don't eat it, I'll eat the donut now. Eat the cake, anime. The truth was Sherwin Hughes would be right back.
Don't touch that dial. The truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, so I'm trying to jump in. I'm going to read the text message comments at 833-212-1017 in a little bit. But the YouTube conversation is like it streams in real time, so I'm gonna try and catch up because they've got some interesting commentary going on. Not really. A city girl says black men and women are dealing with so much trauma, deep trauma. I think this question should be aimed at the men. Ask the men why they let the women why they left the women they had children with. Y'all know that's not every single case. You guys know that a man can very much. Okay, let's say a woman is pregnant, and I don't know what the relationship status is between these two. She may not be ready for a child. She's working. She's in school. Like, she's got a real plan. And she may want children in the future, but oops, she got pregnant, and it's just really bad timing. She can have an abortion. Now, we're talking pre-Roe versus Wade, because some of the kids that we're talking about are 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 38 years old, okay? We're talking about older kids. This is the part. This shouldn't be controversial, but it's true. Having a child is a choice. It is a choice. raising and keeping that child is a choice. There are other options, and y'all know what they are. So when someone says, yeah, I'm going to have this baby, they made a choice to do that. Now, there could be a situation where the woman is pregnant. The man wants to be there. He can't wait to be a father. He wants to be a good father. Maybe he had examples of good dads and he wants to be that. Or maybe he didn't have a dad at all and he wants to be a really good dad to this child. It's his first child. And he wants to be what he did not have. She can take that away from him and there's nothing he can do about it. And so what we can't do is say when a woman gets pregnant and she's a single mom or the man leaves, it's always the man's fault. Women can tell the man to leave. Listen, a woman can be pregnant, have a man's baby, and the man can want to be in that child's life. She can say to him, I don't want you around anymore. I don't want to be with you anymore. The relationship is over. We're not dating anymore. We're not going to ever get married. Let's say they live together. She can kick him out of the house and now put him on child support, where he owes 17% of his income after taxes until that child graduates from high school. So we can't, if anything, a lot of men want to stay because it's cheaper to keep her. But women can make that choice. They can trade that man, that father, for money. And a lot of women make that choice. So you can't, we're not going to put this on the men because we also need to have a discussion about the one who gets to make the choice on whether to have the child or not. Plus, for black women, y'all know that childbirth is dangerous. More black women have either complications, they have complicated, like difficult pregnancies, and they die at higher rates during pregnancy. So this is like a life or death decision that a woman makes when she wants to have the baby. But when we say like, oh, how come the men always left? That's like me trying to talk to a Trump supporter about why they're supporting Trump. And they always say, well, what did Kamala Harris do? No, we're not doing that. We got to stay focused on this. We know men leave. We do. We know men can be very deadbeat. We know that. So if a woman has, I'm making it seem like women only have one baby and one baby daddy. Uh-uh. So if she has five kids by, let's say, let me be fair, by three different men, it's always that man's fault. Does she get to take any responsibility at all, or is it always somebody else's fault? Is it always out of her control, or can she just blame her trauma? And is she dealing with her trauma by having children? Because I don't know if that works. I'm not sure if that's a healthy way to deal with trauma. And again, I'm not trying to be like accusatory, but instead of, this is the part that's so difficult. It's why we never get an answer, because it's always what the men are doing. It's always, oh, the man, it's his fault. Do y'all know that women leave men every day? Some of y'all are trying to leave a man right now. He just don't know it yet. And he's sitting right next to you. I see, look, not a man over there. They're looking next to him. You trying to leave me? And if she says you got to go, buddy, you're done. There's nothing you can do. You will pay. You will pay child support. Because guess what happens if you don't? This is just the best irony of them all. Failure to pay child support, even if you're unemployed in the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris economy, if you don't pay or unable to pay child support, it doesn't matter. It's a felony, not a misdemeanor. Felony, meaning you can't vote. You can't get certain jobs. You have a criminal record because you are unable to pay child support. And then there are men that are in that situation that have felonies on their record because they can't pay child support. And then here's what's crazy. We got the nerve to say, how come you're not fighting harder to see your child? Well, I'm in jail. That's number one. It makes it a little tough. Visitation is not exactly easy. And the woman can simply not cooperate. Let's not dismiss the situations where not all women. I think most women are good. They're great. They're fantastic. They're very nice. I like women very much a lot. They're great. And sometimes, and most of the time, women, you're way better than men. Men are really stupid. Some women are so angry that they are going to use whatever power they can to get back at this man because they hold a grudge or they have a vendetta. Like, even if he cheated, you shouldn't stop a man. I shouldn't say can't. You shouldn't stop a man from seeing his child because you are mad at him, because you're screwing that child up and saying bad things about the child's father. And dads might do the same thing, might say bad things about the mother. Yeah, you don't want to do that, guys. That's not very nice. But y'all, and here's the thing, because we all know women like that, but we pretend that they don't exist. We pretend like they don't have any kind of impact. Women that want to make sure These men never see their children. Because sometimes in those arguments, what do they say? You're never seeing your children. That is a really horrible thing to say. And I get it. People get angry. They get mad. That should be always off limits. You shouldn't say that. Unless he's like abusive. But sometimes women just say, yeah, I don't want you to see your kids anymore. That's not very nice to say that. So let's be clear. We know what the male role can be in this. But if a woman has multiple children by different fathers, is it that? Isn't she picking bad men, maybe? Maybe that's what it is. Does she take any responsibility whatsoever? Or is every single time a woman, whenever she gets pregnant and decides to have the baby, is she just automatically a victim? I'm curious. We'll talk more in hour two. The truth for sure when he is. We'll be right back.